Greetings, everybody. This is David Avocado Wolf, and we are heading very quickly towards our event of the year and what we perceive as one of the best health events of all time, which is the Longevity Now Conference. The Longevity Now Conference, www.thelongevitynowconference.com, is coming up September 30th through October 2nd, 2016. And this one's going to be at the Hilton in Anaheim, right next to Disneyland, still in Orange County, right near LA, close range for anybody coming flying in from LAX. You'd be there within about 45 minutes, and we've got quite a lineup. One of our featured speakers is a good friend. We're going to dive into some great stuff. Hang on to your hats. This is going to be really cool. Dr. Dave Wynorowski, former physician turned anti-aging specialist and also a developer of his nutraceutical line, Dr. Dave's Best. You may have had his fish oil before. He's going to tell us all about it. And then we're going to dig into stem cell treatments. That's right. Stem cell treatments. We've all been hearing about it. There's been whispers about it. We're going to dive into it right in this call we've got right now. Okay, so what's going to happen is Dr. Dave's going to jump in here in just a second. But if you're interested in making it to the Longevity Conference, definitely make your plans now. Book your tickets early. Make sure you got your hotel room. This is going to be several thousand people, and you want to make sure you're set up bright and early. All right, with no further ado, let's bring in Dr. Dave Wynorowski. How are you doing, Dr. Dave?
I'm doing super, David. It's the best day ever.
Yes. Awesome. I'm glad we get to catch up here on this call because I've just been so busy. I've been jumping from one place to another. We haven't seen each other in quite a few months. I want you to, because we got a lot of new people now, Dr. Dave, really, you know, brand new to this whole field. Can you give us a little idea of some of the theories you were working with in anti-aging longevity studies and then how that's changed for you over the last few years? And where you see this whole thing going, and if we could put that into layman's language, that would be wonderful.
I can actually give you my complete theory on aging in one easy to digest sentence, and that is that aging, in my opinion, occurs because of the loss of repair ability. And I deliberately leave a pause in between those two words because I want to stress the single word repairability means that something could be repaired. And what I'm referring to when I say repairability is your and my ability to repair it. And when we lose that, that's when damage begins to accumulate. And that's when we begin to show the signs and symptoms of aging. And along those lines, the signs and symptoms, to me, aging is actually a disease. As a matter of fact, most of the things that I think we see that accumulate after age 55, things that are becoming of epidemic proportion in our society now, stuff like diabetes, obesity, Alzheimer's disease, vascular problems with both the brain and the heart, arthritis, these are all, in my opinion, signs and symptoms of a disease, and that disease is aging. So it's a little different look and a very, very different formulation than you're going to get from most people, but that's how I think.
Let's jump into how you got into fish oil, and you're such an incredible researcher in that field, and tell us what you think of fish oil, you know, especially for the new people, and then let's get into the stem cells right after that.
Absolutely. Well, I think let's even make fish oil, let's throw it under the heading of omega-3s. We use fish oil, or I use fish oil, because there's a lot of data on fish because people eat fish, and large, large populations of people consume fish oil, much larger than any of the other omega-3 sources that might come from things like squid or krill. So it seems to be the natural fate of human beings to consume fish. We've been consuming them for thousands of years. And again, there's what we call epidemiologic or population-based data on fish consumption and fish oil consumption that just doesn't exist for any of the other things. The way I got started on this, interestingly enough, was way back in 1976 when I was a young man, still living at home with my parents in college at the time. My dad brought home some of the latest and greatest curative and health beneficial pill, and it was fish oil. So I can tell you that prior to 1976, there wasn't encapsulated fish oil. There was, of course, people dating back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s who used cod liver oil, and that was always given as a liquid. But the actual, you know, gelatin types of capsules where fish oil was contained there, that happened in the 70s. And it happened after some studies in Greenland by a fellow by the name of Bjorn Dyreborg, who was following what happens to the Greenland Inuits and found that they had a lot lower incidence of heart disease and several other things that we consider just common and normal in our aging population. So I can blame it all on my dad. Of course, that we all tried the fish oil, and I took it for about 2 weeks before I gave up. It caused all kinds of heartburn and fish burp. And I remember telling my dad, David, I said, Dad, I'm so sorry, but I gave up on that. He started laughing. He said, I quit after 2 days. So that stuff, well, yeah, this stuff was horrible. I mean, and literally, it was probably all rancid and oxidized. And of course, we've learned since that time how to process it better, how to clean it up, how to get the oxidation values way, way down to the point where they have absolutely no impact on human beings, and also how to keep them there, how to keep them low. So this issue of rancidity and oxidation is really only an issue of poor quality fish oils. It's not an issue of the higher quality, molecular distilled, really pure stuff. And I started looking at this from the standpoint of how I might help my patient, because as you know, I was an internist for many, many years. And of course, internists are the champions of drugs. So, I was the guy writing 5 and 6 prescriptions for people. And I started to look at it and say, there's something wrong with this equation. We don't know what these drugs do when they're combined with each other. There were people who were having side effects that weren't listed in the PDR and other the manuals that we used. There was a lot of problems with this, and I just started looking for more natural alternatives. And I started thinking and researching fish oil back in the mid-90s, started using it in my patients around the turn of the century, 2000, and then had a little brush with high blood pressure, which actually turns out to be have been caused by some medication I was taking as a drug called Vioxx, which was an anti-inflammatory drug that kills your kidneys and kills your heart, and has been since removed from the market. So in order to heal myself, physician, heal yourself, I started taking high-dose fish oil, and of course, I've had perfect blood pressure ever since. So I am my own guinea pig with all things, including the fish oil, and as we'll get to the stem cells, this was the beginning of a long and a very loving relationship between me and omega-3 fish oil.
Okay, cool. So the main benefit there is they're anti-inflammatory. They're good for your brain. They're protective. They're antioxidants. Any other things in that list?
Well, there's a lot of things, but you hit the main ones. If you look at aging, as I do, and you look at the one thing that seems to be common in all the aging processes, is this what we call chronic sterile inflammation, just basically inflammation that doesn't have an infectious cause. So what's pushing it forward? Well, environmental toxins, dietary choices, but the main thing that's really pushing it along is this imbalance in the omega-3 fats. So when you start restoring your omega-3 fat levels, your fish oil levels, as it were, and you start balancing that out, you start suppressing that inflammation and restoring it to more healthy values where it can do what it's supposed to do, which is fight off tumor cells and fight off infections rather than, destroying your tissues and accelerating the hardening of your arteries and those kinds of things. It goes many, many different directions. It goes to the control of the immune system. As you pointed out, it's good for your brain. It's part of every single cell membrane in the body. And it's also part of all the intracellular membranes, the things where the genetic material is held, where the cellular powerhouses are held. Those are all made up different types of fats, including the omega-3 fish oils. So it's the word we use is protein, not protein, but protein. It means it's everywhere, and it does pretty much everything. And this is why people have sort of attacked it, saying it can't be a panacea, it can't be a cure-all. It's not. It's a nutritional deficiency that you're fixing. And when you fix that nutritional deficiency, lots of things that are dependent on it, which is pretty much, I'd say, at least 85% of the functionality of your human body depends to some degree on omega-3 fish oil type fats. When you fix that and you restore that good ratio of omega-3s, things just work a lot better. And it's led people to say, oh, it's a panacea. It's just a nutritional deficit that you're fixing.
Okay, let's jump into you. I'm sure, by the way, you're going to get into fish oil at the longevity conference. We'll hear, I'm sure, the latest and greatest. And thanks so much for joining us again. We're excited to have you back.
It's going to be it's awesome. It's awesome to be here.
A reunion of sorts.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, old friends and new. Yep.
Let's jump into stem cells, because this is an area that you and I share a deep passion for. You were the first one to get me down there for a stem cell treatment. Just a complete game changer. Let's say we're brand new into this field. We're thinking, okay, I'm getting myself healthy. I'm getting my diet healthy. I'm buying organic food. I'm growing food. I'm starting to figure out, oh, wait, if I eat that, I'm going to feel this way. Then we started hearing about all this stem cell stuff. It's, it made it into lots of television, TV shows even. You know, it's been the butt of many jokes even. What's sure. going on with stem cells? How do we understand what they are, and what's the benefit?
The biggest advance, if you will, within stem cells is that we are accumulating more and more patients and more data that show that the real benefit of stem cells is actually linked to that aging process that I was talking about earlier and that you mentioned, and that is inflammation. The biggest benefit that I can really pin on the stem cell therapies, especially when you're using them for anti-aging, is their anti-inflammation properties. And so when we turn them loose in your body, they seek areas. They have a property that's called homing, and they home areas that are crying out, if you will, for help, saying, come help me, come help me. And your own stem cell population, which incidentally is normally what we use when we give you the stem cells back, we just expand them. So we give you a lot more of them than you would normally have floating around. And I'll talk about that in just a minute, because that's really resetting the aging clock when we do that. But what we're doing is, again, we're resetting this immune system, this inflammation system in your body. And this is the key to healthy aging, I'm convinced. Many, many illnesses and diseases that we see, they're all linked to inflammation. So when we give stem cell therapies, the homing properties of these stem cells seek out those areas that need repair and need help and have excess inflammation, and restore the repair ability. And I'm actually going to ask you if you will share your experience in just a moment. But the other thing I want to point out about stem cells is when you're born, you're a repair ability monster. And you stay that way until you're a young adult. You've got long telomeres. These are the biologic time clocks. You've got phenomenal antioxidant defenses. These are the things that cut down inflammation naturally, even if you're not watching your diet. And you've got hundreds and hundreds of millions of circulating active stem cells. And as we get older, we lose those numbers and they become less active. So when we give you a transfusion of your own expanded stem cells back, we're resetting that biologic time clock in a different fashion. We're showing your body what it saw when you were 4 or 5 years old and you had a billion stem cells ready to just fix anything that broke. And you had a personal experience, I believe, if you're not uncomfortable sharing it, it would be a great example of how these stem cells home in on a problem area and fix it.
It was truly remarkable what happened. I've been battling a tooth issue for 30 years. It's a cracked tooth. Never had the right filling in it. Filling was bad. It never sat right. It was always painful. Finally had that mercury filling removed, had a composite put in. That fell out very quickly thereafter. I left it open for 20 years. And then in April of 2013, I think it was April 2013, I cracked it. And I broke like 3 pieces off of it. And I was like, uh-oh, the pain started. Then the pain started. And it went on for a solid year straight. And it was very intense. It was, the dentist said, you got to pull it. You got to pull it out. I said, nope, I'm not going to pull it, because it would wane occasionally enough where I thought, well, geez, I'm doing something right. Maybe I can just figure out what I'm doing right and save this tooth. So what ended up happening is right in the middle of all that, I went down with you to get a stem cell treatment. And as soon as I got the stem cells in there, and the first one's an extraction to get the stem cells out of your bone marrow. Later treatments are just, they take that material and unfreeze it and then culture it or expand it from 10,000 cells to 200 million cells. So that first treatment, within 5 days, the pain in that tooth went away and it never came back. And the strength of all my teeth changed. It really had a very profound effect on my teeth. And that's when I started researching stem cells, our dental health. And mm-hmm. they're related to each other. That's a shocking one. And I've been a fan ever since. It's something that's really interesting about it, too, is that once you have it done, it's not like an immediate effect. Usually, there's something immediate that happens. It's long term. It's like months later, you're still feeling it because those cells are still circulating and doing their job and setting up camps where there's an inflammatory process occurring and breaking that down and getting it back to normal.
And that's an interesting observation. You know, when we look at the longevity of those cells, it's probably between 6 to 9 months. But what they actually do is they act as teachers, and they go in and they re-educate the underlying tissues and the indwelling stem cells, which are now exposed to this, you know, couple hundred million of these stem cells that we put back in your body, this nice high concentration, much like it was when you were a young repairability monster, as I mentioned, and it resets the thermostats, if you will, on those indwelling stem cells. So they carry the torch, and they keep this healthy processes and suppressed inflammation and improved repair going, even after we can no longer find evidence of the transfused stem cells. So it's truly, you know, you've heard, you and I had a lot of fun at the first conference. I was telling you or telling the audience on stage about the shaman who claimed they could reset my DNA, and then you came up and put some cacao powder on me to make sure that it actually happened. And this really is a resetting of those kinds of processes, not necessarily the DNA, but certainly the antioxidant enzymes and the inflammation enzymes. So it's a reprogramming of in the truest sense of the word. And it actually can be demonstrated and shown in many, many different ways, including the biomarkers of aging. We've done a few little case studies on people. And again, this is sort of the fun, and you're part of this as well. The fun we have when we play guinea pig, what we did was mm-hmm. we looked at the aging markers, just a couple of days or so, maybe three days to a week after the one of the transfusions, and there was virtually the inflammatory levels would have been normal for a 5 to 10 year old instead of a person like myself on 60. So there you go.
That's great. And basically, what we're saying to everybody is there is hope, more and more hope. They don't do it in America. We'll get on into some medical tourism and go somewhere else and get those treatments. And it's coming. It's really going to be a different world here once the stem cell concept breaks through. Because what we're talking about is not like goat cells. It's not embryonic cells. It's not all the stuff that the media latches onto. We're talking about your own cells, right? These are stem cells originally from your own bone marrow. And all we're doing is saying, hey, you know, over time, those cells diminish in your body. By the time you're 100, you've lost an enormous amount of your stem cells. What we're doing is we're culturing them outside your body, your own stem cells, and then putting in more stem cells. You have suddenly 100 million more than you normally have, or 200 million more than you normally have, and that's where the real change is affected.
Exactly. You're taking the environment inside the body, and you are resetting it, especially the immune compartment, to look like it did when you were younger, much younger, during that period of time when you could pretty much repair anything.
Let's talk about our current medical system.
We've got
everything. We've got people who believe that our current medical system is the best thing ever, and it's on target, and the science behind it is all accurate. There's people who believe that it's the worst thing ever, and we need to get as far away from Western medicine as possible. There's people in between. Give us a little rundown on what you think is happening with our medical system and where's it all going.
Sure. And, you know, again, I we'd have to stress, and you mentioned this many, many times at the wonderful Longevity Now conferences that you give, and that is that you're going to hear different opinions and you're going to hear different areas of expertise. Mm-hmm. And certainly my take on this is going to be very, very different. I think there are good aspects and bad aspects. And I would sum up our medical system in some ways by just mirroring what's going on in our society. And that is that some of the most complex and difficult things, things like cardiac surgery and revascularization types of surgery that used to be very, very dangerous and had a lot of risk to them when I was just starting out in medicine so many years ago, are fairly simple, and the complexities have been worked out. It's extremely rare that somebody gets sick or has a complication or dies from what used to be a surgery that was considered literally take your chances because you might not come out of it. So we've made the complex things. We have robotic surgery now that reduces the recovery time from weeks to literally a day or two. Someone I know very well just had a robotic surgery and was walking around the next day for something that would have cost them 2 or 3 weeks of pain and suffering to recover from. So the complex has become simple, but then the simple, like just getting an appointment with your doctor, has become complex. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. There's really this focus on technology and focus on the really, really heroic things. And there's an ignorance, if you will, of the basics that the masses need to be healthy. And one of the biggest things that's been very, very sadly left by the wayside, and this is where alternative and holistic and traditional Chinese and Vedic, Ayurvedic medicine come in strong, is in prevention. And we just as Western allopathic doctors, we read it every day. This is, you know, vitamins are garbage. Prevention is nonsense. We need cures. And the classic example of this is the cancer industry. It's an industry, David. $2 trillion, and we still have people like on PBS saying, well, we need more money because this is a much smarter disease than we are, never thinking that maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. Maybe with some significant investment into preventative medicine, we could have a healthier society instead of one that's dependent on technology and dependent on pills. So that's pretty much how I would sum it up. Now, there's a train leaving the station, and that's a train that you and I are on, and that's anti-aging and regenerative medicine or functional medicine or whatever you want to call it. People who are looking at aging somewhat as a disease the way I do, or a lot as a disease the way I do, and saying, you know what, this is where the crux of the matter is. Let's fix this. You and I are both old enough to say that we've escaped the issues of childhood. We're now facing the same things that our parents and our grandparents faced. And we both know that if we do the same things that they did, and that includes, you know, following the dietary routines and the exercise routines, the best we can hope for statistically is maybe 2 or 3 more years than they had. You and I are not going to settle for that. You and I are going to change that paradigm. And that's pretty much what both of us have dedicated our lives to. So that's where we're at. We've got this small but powerful train leaving the station, and the more people that get on it, the more people that get on it. It's much bigger now. At Longevity Now, for instance, that audience is much more sophisticated, much more educated, much more motivated, mostly through your interventions, David, getting these thousands of people now to drink green drinks, preventative stuff, stuff that everybody can do easily. And we've got to focus on those things, because the more people we get on this train, the more power we have, and the more we can look down the gun barrel of the medical industrial or big food, big pharma, whatever you want to call it, and say, no, we're paying you guys. You got to start doing what we want to. And I'm so proud to be part of that movement with you.
The train that's leaving is the longevity conference itself. It's going to be a cocoon. It's like being in the old days on a train for the weekend headed from New York to South Carolina or something. It's really like a incredible in-depth experience that you go through with thousands of people from all over the world. So we have such a great amount of fun, and there's so many great people that you're going to meet there. All the details are at www.thelongevitynowconference.com. Now, I'm sure, Dr. Dave, that when you get in there, you're going to have some epic tricks up your sleeve, things that are going to stun and shock our audience, probably leave them wishing that they had more of you. Any sneak peeks that you could give us?
I can give you a few. Obviously, we'll be sharing some data that we've gotten from our stem cell clinic in Guadalajara. And as you know, because you're intimately involved in this, the other stem cell clinic that we're working on, whose location will remain secret until you deem it's time to tell the world. But it's in process. This making our therapies available globally, our therapies, and I'm including you and I in that, our therapies globally, very, very soon. And of course, I'm going to have some new products. And I got to tell you, they are going to be addressing some of the concerns of the audience from previous Longevity Now conferences in terms of being a little more affordable, a little more cost effective, and a little bit more natural. I've really taken to heart what people have said, you know, because I'm the king of pharmaceutical grade fish oil. And this fish oil is highly processed, highly refined, and it is what I call weapons grade. But you know, a lot of people are a little bit scared about that whole process. So without getting into too much detail, we're going to have something that's a little bit easier to swallow, and that's a euphemism in terms of it's being more natural. I won't say any more than that. That'll be one of the things we unveil at the conference. But of course, there'll be a lot of the stem cell and all the telomere-based things. And I just want to tell the audience, I go there to learn. Okay, I'm an expert in a couple of big things. Longevity, regenerative medicine, that includes the telomeres, the biologic time clocks. I'm an expert in the stem cells. I'm clearly an expert on omega-3s and several other areas. But I go to David's conference to learn because it's such an incredible lineup. These are my peers that have as much experience in different areas, areas that I may not be an expert on. And I learn an amazing amount every time I go there. And I just can't applaud you enough for having this, David. This is what, about the 10th one you've had now? Or you've had a lot of
them. I think it's our 15th.
That's amazing. Event,
our 15th yeah. Longevity Now conference. All right. So Dr. Dave, he's just joined us. That was Dr. Dave. You just heard Dr. Dave Wojnarowski, also known for his Dr. Dave's Best line of fish oils and other supplements that he really has researched and done some pioneering work on. Dr. Dave, real quick, what's the best way that people can order your fish oil? What's your website?
It's www.drdavesbest.com. That's Dr. Dave's Best with a DR for doctor. So drdavesbest.com. And we've got that and several other things, all of which designed by me to improve health and longevity and health span and longevity. So that's the primary focus of everything I do, David.
Awesome. I know that about you. Super, super awesome. Dedicated focus and see what happens all these years later. We're also going to be joined, along with Dr. Dave, John Gray is going to be there. You may have remembered him from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and all that incredible body of research he's done and a lot of health research. We've done events together before. Wim Hof will be there. I think he's got 20 world records for mountaineering in snow, Mount Everest in shorts. I mean, all kinds of unbelievable feats of adapting his body to cold, and we're going to get into that. That's going to be an incredible part of the conference. Dr. Mercola will be there. Dr. Alan Christensen will be there. Dr. Pedro Shojai. Nadine Artemis, who's a favorite, should be there. Ron Teagarden, a famous herbalist from Los Angeles. Ross Solis, coming from Iceland. It's going to be the best ever. All the details are on the website, but the timing is coming up quick. It's September 30th through October 2nd, 2016. We'll see you there. Thanks so much, Dr. Dave, and I are wishing you the best day ever.
See you soon.